This song was first recorded and released as a single in 1947 by Roy Acuff, but it was nearly 30 years later when it appeared on this country legend and American icon's first album with Columbia Records. And as part of the deal, he was allowed to choose who played on the album, and he used his own band instead of session musicians. This bucked the Nashville standards, but gave the album a distinctive sound that proved very successful. Singing the song night after night in concert took an emotional toll on him. In the late 1970s, he was a notorious drinker. He explained in an interview that it was difficult to sing this song without getting emotionally involved, especially when the audience gets emotionally involved. Well, that made it even more difficult for him to avoid wallowing in alcohol. A little-known fact about this song, it was the last song that Elvis Presley played before he died. In the early morning of August 16, 1977, he played it on his piano in Graceland. Later that day, he died. That's the story behind the song, by Willie Nelson, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.